Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. As we round out the program, if you missed any of the program today, of course, you can always go back and check the podcast, kslpodcast.com. Just click on Inside Sources. And today you're going to want to go back. We started the show today with two special guests joining us live from our nation's capital. We actually had the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, joining us with Celeste Malloy, who represents Utah's 2nd Congressional District. We talked about a wide range of topics in terms of governing and what that actually looks like and how challenging it is in an environment where there is a one-vote majority for the Republicans in the House. And there's a deep division within the Republicans, and there's deep division within the Democrats. And so governing coalitions are hard to come by these days. And so it was very interesting to get Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's perspective on that. We also talked about the important things that are coming up. We talked about the past funding in terms of the government, getting those things done. We also talked about FISA, which is this government rule, this way that the intelligence agencies gather information regarding terrorists, potential terrorist threats, national security threats. And often as they're doing that, of course, they're scouring text messages and internet and phone records and so on. And a lot of times some innocent American data gets scooped up in all of that. And so there has to be a way to properly do that to make sure we're protecting the information of United States citizens. One thing to go after a terrorist or a suspected terrorist from another country. Another thing when you're scooping up information in terms of the rules and the rights of American citizens. And so that's going to be an interesting one to watch navigate. It was very fascinating to hear both Speaker Johnson's perspective and Representative Malloy's perspective in terms of how this will move forward. There's some interesting bipartisan coalitions developing around this in terms of some changes to the system to both balance that security and the rights of citizens. And there's also things from both sides that are bipartisan against some of these processes, some from the judiciary, some from the intelligence community. And so it's one of those very complicated things, but it's one that we have to get back to the balance and compatible principles, and that national security and the rights of citizens are compatible principles. And navigating that is Congress's job. And it sounded to me, from what I gathered from both the Speaker and from Representative Malloy, that there is going to be a process in terms of getting some of those things to the floor, some of the changes to tighten up some of those things and make those adjustments. We'll see how all of that plays once it gets out of committee. If it gets to the floor of the House of Representatives, we'll see how all of that plays out. So you go back and listen to the podcast. Again, great conversation from our nation's capital today by Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and Representative Celeste Malloy from the 2nd Congressional District here in the state of Utah. We also had some really interesting back and forth as we looked at some of the challenges that we face in the country when it comes to things with unintended consequences. Everything from overreach from presidents of both parties when it comes to war powers. We talked about some of the things that are going on in terms of the Chevron doctrine, which is really this thing that gives agencies, have given them a lot of control and power over the years, and clawing some of those things back. So there's more transparency and more accountability. And the same thing is true, whether it's an agency making rules, which really are law, and the penalties, the consequences that come with them, that really is Congress's job, or a president from either political party taking action militarily, and when does that need to go through Congress? Article 1, Section 8 is pretty clear that those powers are vested in the Congress. And the most important part of that is to make sure that we have these debates in front of the American people so that we can hold our elected representatives accountable. Because if we can't do that, then we got bigger problems. And that's where a lot of these things really begin to unravel. So we took a good look at all of those things during the course of the program today. I want to round out and kind of go back to yesterday just a little bit. I was so fascinated with how fascinated the world was, and Americans in particular, with the eclipse yesterday. And it is one of those rare moments where you get everybody looking up and getting some perspective in terms of what's going on. We talked yesterday about this principle of the cosmic perspective. And we talked about this whole idea that the cosmic perspective is actually humility, that when you actually understand your place in the universe, everything changes. It changes the way you approach misunderstandings and disagreements. It changes the way you react to people who disagree with you politically or on issues that you care about at work or at home. It just puts everything into perspective. And so I think if we look at that cosmic perspective, beginning with humility, humility solves a lot of our challenges and problems. And so it reminded me as we were looking at the eclipse coverage yesterday, which was just everywhere, and all of those who took trips to go to just the right spot so they could see that eclipse in totality, and again, getting this cosmic, humble perspective. And it reminded me of a conversation I had a few years ago with Mark Roosevelt, who is the president of St. John's College, very different kind of college. It's a small liberal arts college. It has campuses in Annapolis, Maryland, and Santa Fe, New Mexico. And it's really one of those interesting laboratories of learning. They don't have professors who stand at the front of the room and profess things. Everybody sits around, and it's all about questions. And when I asked him why it was so successful, he said it really was about this whole idea of humility. Because that's the most important thing that they want their students to learn is humility. And I remember asking him that question. Here he was, this college professor or president, saying the thing he wants every graduate to walk away with is humility. You know, could humility really be the ultimate takeaway from 4 years of study? But the more I listened to him, the more I realized that learning, real learning, can't take place without humility. And then I went even further, thought, well, you know what, neither can understanding or compromise or even compassion. None of that can happen without humility. So I think humility is not only the antidote to what I like to call the axis of arrogance in our society, which is around instant certainty and tolerant zealotry and elitist egotism. We have to get past all of that. And the way you do that is with humility. And the eclipse was a nice reminder for us yesterday of where we are in the universe. And it might help us just treat each other as fellow travelers here on this planet just a little bit better. We can learn more from each other. And we can solve our problems together just a little bit better. Well, that wraps it up for us on Inside Sources today here on KSL News Radio. Thanks for joining us. And as always, as you go out in the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.